Blog Talk Radio.
Lovely co-host, Miss Teddy P. Tell everybody about you, man. Tell everybody how you doing. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Y'all know who it is. It's Teddy, the king of VA, repping that 757 all day. What's going on with you, bruh?
Man, I'm doing excellent, baby. I'm over here just chilling, relaxing, sitting down, about to get my cat patch on, you know.
I know how that goes.
Oh, dude, you let me find out you know about the cabbage patch. You heard about the cabbage patch, yeah.
Cabbage patch. Ow, ow.
What you know about that cabbage patch?
I know enough.
I was there. You was where?
I was there when the cabbage patch was invented, dog.
You were still sucking on them boobs. That's what you was doing.
You know it.
No, I know. What's that is? I mean, before we go on to the question and the topic that everybody wants to talk about, let's talk about something else.
Oh, right.
Have you got tested, Teddy?
Yeah.
You don't sound too sure now.
What? I ain't hear the question.
Have you been tested?
Of course, all day. It's like this, I'm disease-free, HIV-free. I will print it out and show it to you if need be.
All right. Let me ask you a question. How important is it to you that you get tested for STD?
It's very important. I mean, I got two kids to live for, and if I get sick or something reckless like that, not getting checked out, then that's my fault. That's very important. I stress that to any and everybody. Go get tested. HIV and STDs is nothing to play with.
I know that's right. Well, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like it is selfish for individuals to walk around the streets having sex with everybody, Tom, Dick, Harry. Well, in this case, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Sally Mae. Women, all kinds of women, femmes, studs, no labels, whatever you are, getting tested is very important because not only are you endangering your life, you are endangering others also. Because you're at risk having sex with everybody and not getting tested. You don't know what you got. You don't know what the person you're having sex with got. So I think before you have sex with women, there should be something that you should look into. And you might think, you know, the person might say, I don't want to have sex with you. You crazy. Well, that's the person you do not need to have sex with. Because 9 times out of 10, she's burning. So.
She's
on fire. So,
Beulah's burning.
To avoid that, to avoid all of that, just all you gotta do is say, "Look, hey baby, I really turned me on, you know." But I think we should tomorrow go down to the clinic and get tested. They used to be with it, you know. They'll call in, they'll be like, "Okay, give you a needle." You call, they'll let you know about a week if you're positive or not. But now,
you can get right in there.
Right, yeah, they'll swab your gums, girl.
Girl, don't I know it.
They'll swap your guns and your bangs, bitch. And you know, you will know. So it only take 20 minutes.
It's like this, bro. Some people think that, okay, if they go get tested, you know, they go to the local clinic in whatever city they in, that somebody going to see them, and they going to assume that they got something. I'm like, you never assume.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to go to your personal doctor, you go to your personal doctor, you know what I'm saying, and you get tested. Shoot. If you got to go to another city and go to their health department and get tested, go get tested. The fact of the matter is you got to go get tested.
That's right. That is indeed true, man. It's too many about community, the lesbians, the gays, the bisexuals, transgender, queer, intersex. You know, that's out there doing it and just not being protected. It's not protecting themselves, and it's risking all of us.
Right.
You know? So that is why, going on to the next topic, you know, that is why I encourage our community to pick a sex partner, a sex partner, not multiple sex partners, a sex partner. You don't have to be, that does not have to be your wife, your boo, whatever. Pick a one. Uno. No dos, uno. Sex partner. Because you, just think about it. For every one person that you sleep with, you're sleeping with 16 other people. So, think about it. If you're sleeping with 16 people, just with one woman, you sleep with her, all the women she having sex with, all the men she having sex with, you just never know. She might be humping pets and all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, yeah. You might be contracting, you know, kitty litter all up in your stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you just don't know. What you think she should do? She
needs
to get on that
ass. She needs to do something, man.
So, you know, to bring it on right now, I got another random topic. What about open relationships? Like, what's your input on open relationships?
I mean, it's like this. If you and that other person, you know, got to establish at the beginning that you do you and I do me, as long as you're safe. By all means, do you, but I don't condone it, and I wouldn't personally do it myself. Because why would I want to share somebody that I'm with?
I don't know,
Teddy.
You tell me.
I'm not going to, it's like this, if I'm with you, I don't want to share you. I don't want this female and that female, you know what I'm saying, to have what's mine, and vice versa. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to be right. No, don't do that.
Mm-mm. I don't
know. How you feel about open relationships, bro?
I mean, personally, me personally, okay, open relationships are not for me. I used to, when I was younger, I used to say, I can't be tied down to one person. This is for the birds. I can't do this. She's annoying the shit out of me. Yeah,
right.
I used to really be like that when I was younger, and you know that's because I wasn't introduced to a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was still messing with a young woman, and that's all I knew. Most of us that are in the ages of, you know, 15, baby dykes they call us, 15 to maybe 21, you are still in that mind frame where, you know, I'm hot, I'm sexy, I can get in bed, I won't. I only do know this one girl. You know what I'm saying? You like that. It's normal and it's okay, but at a certain age it's time to grow up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta grow up.
Got to. Because you can't be young forever.
No. Can't, man.
I know.
You
like cannot. Too old.
You sound old. Yeah. Can't, man. That's realness. Well, I want everybody to, I have to play this because this is like, yes, I got to play this. Okay. Now, This is funny as hell. And like I said, I got to play this. Okay. So I want everybody to listen closely to what I'm about to play. And I want everybody to enjoy, laugh it up. Some of y'all might need it because y'all be going through some stuff.
Need a good laugh. Need a good laugh.
Everybody need a good laugh. So I want y'all to listen to this. Now, I was going through YouTube the other day, right? It was this awesome, I think he's a gay male. You know what I'm saying? And his name is Coochin' This Girl, okay? ever since I have seen this video, I have been tripping, girl. You talk about them bangs, bitch, okay? And that's the name of the song. It's called There Goes My Bangs, Bitch, okay? So everybody enjoy this and get the crack up on, all right? All right, here you go. I'm sorry, he's still switching his bangs.
Oh, Lord.
He's getting ready to die.
Bangs, honey.
Here you go, girl. Here you go.
All right, now. All right,
y'all listen.
Hello. My name is Coochie. That's
C-O-O-C-H-I-E.
Coochie, this girl. Coochie, this girl.
Y'all got to see this. Please see this.
Bitch. There goes my bitch. Oh, my way. Look at she and you don't know how well I can find my bang. Bitch, there goes my bang. Happiness. And with that being said,
Teddy.
Yo.
How did you like that video?
I was tripping. OMG. My bangs, bitch. What the hell? That was a deep, deep down, out laugh. I mean, really. I got to go check this out on YouTube, bro. I really do. So post that link to my wall. Please do that. I got to check it out.
I'm posting it now. I'm posting on Facebook now. So everybody who's listening right now can go and look at my Facebook wall. It is posted. He is funny. He has like 1,000 of them. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got to check him out for him. That's Sam. And, yes, he better work them bangs, bitch. Okay. That's all I got to say. Okay.
Work them bangs, honey. Work them bangs.
So let me ask you a question. How do you feel about, since we're talking about gay men, how do you feel about just gay men and period? You know, period. Like, what is your views on gay men? Tell me.
I mean, my opinion is they, if I could get to, you know, see some good ones, they could be good friends. You know, especially if you get in a house, they can decorate your house from the living room to the bathroom. They can help you, you know, with your clothes or whatever the case may be. And fams, you know, you got one gay male friend in your clique, and y'all all go out shopping and comparing makeup and hairstyles and this, that, and the third. I mean, as a whole, they're cool people, but you do have some ones that, you know, don't know how to act, that want to act crazy and talk all crazy and think they hard and this, that, and the third. So them kind, no, I wouldn't want to be around them. I would want to be around the good ones. That, you know, make me laugh and, you know, motivate, keep me positive, keep me looking forward, not looking back, you know. How you feel about them, bro?
Honey, let me tell you about my cunts and my fish and my rooter tootie. I love me some, I love my bangs, bitch, right? Nah, I'm just joking. I love, like, I have more gay male friends, associates, than I do women, lesbians. And I don't know if it's supposed to be like that, but I love gay males. They are so much fun. Like, have you ever went to a club with a group of gay males and you were the only lesbian?
No.
When I say they give you life, they give you life. And they...
They can bring the life out of a party. They can bring life into a party.
Yes,
you know, they
can
get out on that dance floor and dance better than some females I know. And I've seen it firsthand. I'm like, OMG, you dance better than some chicks I know.
I mean, some of them got bigger booties than the women. I'm just saying, like, it is, I don't know. But,
right? I'm like, ooh. Turn around, you see them from the back, like, oh, shit, you look nice. And then they turn around and it's a dude like, oh.
They be like, hey, Casey, how you doing, girl? I love it when they make that little moaning noise every time they talk. That is cute. I love them. They just, especially the drag queens. The drag queens are my favorite. I love them, especially when they do shows at the club, the drag shows. And, you know, they really give you the character that they are performing. And it's just like you're actually watching your favorite celebrity on stage at a concert. Some of them are that good.
Mm-hmm.
They are that good, man. So, since we're talking about, you know, the gay males and the lesbians, tell me your views on gay males jumping crazy, the feminine ones jumping crazy, hitting the lesbians. Like, what's your view on gay men fighting lesbians?
How I feel about it, it's like this: at the end of the day, that's still a man, regardless if he's a gay man or not, and that's a woman. I don't condone it. I wouldn't want to see it. If I ever seen some shit like that, I'll jump in. I'm like, okay, you want to hit her, hit me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't condone it. I can't stand for a man, like I say, regardless if he's straight, gay, whatever, hitting on a woman. women, you got to walk away from that. If you feel as though you're getting that mad that you want to pop off at a woman and you want to hit her, then you are a punk. You know? You don't need to do that.
I just Hello? Feel like, this is me. I was raised in a very traditional family. You know, I was raised by my mother. And my mother's favorite lines were, "Mama ain't raised no punk." You know what I'm saying?
I
feel like this is for anybody, man, woman, dog, cat. I feel like I don't like to see men put their hands on women, period. I feel like it's wrong. I feel like it's just not right. I feel like sometimes it's like it's just like an ant fighting an elephant. Because men tend to be stronger than women. And I feel like that's just not right. But at the same time, especially those ones that yap and smack and, girl, whoop your ass, be out on Facebook and Twitter and see them in the club and jump on their face and fight them. I feel like anybody that's in danger, whether they be gay male, third, femme, whatever, I feel like you have the right as a human to protect yourself.
Right.
I don't condone fighting at all, but I feel like a lot of women, especially studs, would jump up at the gay man just knowing that the man is not going to hit them. Or they'll throw the first lick like, this nigga ain't going to hit me. You know what I'm saying? He better not hit me. I'm calling the police. But nowadays, the woman got more muscle than me.
Right.
You know, I just feel like if you're getting abused in any way, physically, emotionally, I feel like you, as a human, as a citizen of the United States, have the right to protect yourself. Self-defense is something you need to do. But gay men, also do know if you do put your hands on a woman of any kind, you're going to jail. I do not think you should do that. I think you should talk it out. Women studs, femmes, fighting other lesbians as well, I think that you should, you know, talk it out. There's other ways to resolve battle, confrontation, than putting your hands on each other. You know, it's just too much, and we're losing too many people because of fighting and the different violence and stuff. So, you know, other ways to handle your situations. And going on to the next topic, there's other ways to handle situations. And how do you expect society as to accept gays and lesbians and give us the right to marry each other if we don't accept ourselves?
Right.
How can you make these people believable? How can you show them that we love each other when every weekend most of the people in the jail cells are lesbians and gays from the gay clubs at night, getting to fighting over women, fighting over men that don't want them in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your opinion on the whole we are not accepted and gay marriage should not be legalized? What's your opinion on that?
My opinion is simple. They should legalize it. They should accept it. I mean, times have changed since, you know, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and then on and so forth. They got to accept it, whether they want to or not. And when we go out to the clubs and stuff and cut up and get arrested, like you say, why should they accept it? You acting the ass in the club, now you want to turn around and get married. Why should we grant you a marriage license, you know, if you don't know how to act?
Right.
You making yourself and whoever your partner is look like an ass. And that's giving the people that don't like us anyway fuel for the fire. Oh, we going to talk shit. Y'all don't need to get married. Y'all need to be banned and put somewhere, and y'all going to hell, this, that, and the third. You got to cut all that mess out you know, when you go to the club. If you can't handle your liquor, don't drink. Don't be fighting. And if you want to get married, by all means, go get married, because they need to legalize it. They need to make it a law. Shit. Get with the goddamn times. Be like Obama. Accept it. If our president can accept it, why can't everybody else?
That's true. That is definitely true. I think that the only way people are going to accept us as a community, as a gay community, is that we start to accept ourselves and start to love each other and spread love all out. We have to, it's at the time of the year, the time of the season, where we as the lesbian community, the gay community, bisexual, transsexual, transgender, have to stand. We have to go out. We have to protest. We have to get people to see that we deserve to be miserable just like they do. They can get into marriages, they can stay long and live healthy and be on those magazines where they have, you know, 85 years of marriage, or they got divorced the same week. Why can't we share the same thing? We want to get divorced and get married too. You know what I'm saying? We want to spread,
right,
walk down the aisle with that black tux, that white dress, having our reception.
And crying and such. I mean, you want to have your family and friends there, you know, saying, oh, look at them, and going off on your honeymoon and, you know, doing your thing and having fun and coming back and living a normal, happy, married life. Come on, now. They got to accept it, man. They need to.
That's right, man. And the only way, like we said before, the only way you, us, family, the only way we are going to be accepted by anybody is if we accept ourselves. Stop looking for love in places from these girls that can care less about you and dating your friends and your family members, and y'all fighting in the club over that girl knowing she don't want you. Y'all see her in the corner holding with somebody else. Why go fight the girl so the police can see these straight police come in the club and pick you up and go tell all their police friends? You know what I'm saying? Then the police are going to tell somebody else. The next thing you know, your ass on YouTube because somebody, one of the policemen will put you on YouTube and stuff. It's a better way. We got to do better as a community. We got to love each other, man. You know,
we got to stand up for what we believe in, stand for family and love and all that. We got to be as one. Like you say, protest, get out there, talk to your congressman, talk to your senators, whoever the hell you got to talk to. You got to talk to them. Your voice, you got a voice. Your voice will be heard. Shoot, y'all got to get out there and vote that day. Come on now, y'all got to keep Obama in office. Who knows? We keep him in for more years, we might get what we want.
But you know what, bro? I honestly don't care who in office.
I
don't care who in office. I love Obama, but at the same time, I love anybody in office that's going to make a difference in our life. So
right.
With that being said, ladies, y'all know what time it is. Y'all know exactly what time it is. Y'all know what time it is.
Time for...
Time for caller time. So this is what it is, ladies. This is exactly what's going to happen right now. If you want to talk to the host, please press 1 right now. Press 1. Don't be scared. We want to talk to you. Ooh. All right. Let's go with 804-562. Carla, talk to us.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
How are you? Merry Christmas.
I'm good. This is Shonda. Some people know me Shonda. Some people know me Vicious. Some know me as Queen B.
Hey, what's up?
How y'all doing?
All right.
I have something to say about that, about y'all, I got a whole lot to say because I can't even. Just ask me, what's the last thing y'all was talking about? Because I got so much to say, I don't even know where to start.
We was talking about
the gay community. Okay,
yeah.
I agree. come together and stand together, but I don't think we should single ourselves out, because straight people do the same thing. They go to the clubs. They fight over their significant other. So, I mean, to say that we need to not be human to stand up and be a lesbian or get married, then I don't think that's right. At the end of the day, we still human. We still gonna have feelings. We still gonna act as human. So we shouldn't have to not be ourselves just because they need to pass a law for us to be married. That's the way I feel.
All right. Well, you got anything to say, Teddy?
No, I agree with everything she's saying. It's the truth.
It's definitely true. You know what I'm saying? I agree with that too. You know, but you know, sometimes you know us as people, as human beings, regardless of our sexuality, we gotta tighten up too.
I mean, that's true, but you got different age ranges. Everybody, you know, there's people gay that's young. There's people gay that's older. Now, I'm 31 years old, so I'm not going to be in the club fighting. But you might got an 18-year-old that don't see, that's not mature enough to not go to the club and fight, and they might get locked up. You know what I'm saying? We come at all different ages, all different people, sizes, you know. So, I mean, we shouldn't have to single ourselves out. Everybody got to learn the same way a straight person had to learn that they can't do the same dumb things that they did when they was younger. We do, too. We still human. So we shouldn't have to single ourselves out. Yeah, we, as a community, we are, but we still all human. We still all one. So we shouldn't single ourselves out either, because that's what they doing. They singling us out, we singling ourselves out too by doing that. No, we still human. We're going to do things wrong. We're going to do things right. Some of us going to be childish. Some of us not. But at the end of the day, we just all human.
I definitely agree. And I want to thank you for coming on the She's On Radio. We're going to take our next call, and you have a nice day.
You too.
All right, 804-475. Are you here?
Hello.
Hey, what's good?
Hey, honey. How are you?
Doing all right.
Hey, Teddy.
Hi.
Oh, you got a lot. Anyway, I wanted to comment on the gay marriage. I think that everyone should have that right. And I agree with the caller who just called in. I think some of the things she was saying was on topic. But I also kind of disagree with, you know, the age range, because sometimes it is people that be in a club that's 40 and 50 that be fighting and doing stupid stuff. But at the same time, I think that everybody should have the right to get married, straight, gay, whatever. Like, it's 2012. Some people really do need to get over their egos and, you know, accept life for as it is. God didn't create us all to be judgmental and stuff like that. We have a life, so why not live it and be happy with who we love? That's all I have to say.
Well, appreciate you for coming on. She's already on. Thank you, and you have a nice day.
You too.
All right, area code 804-716. Talk to us. Hello, area code 804-716. All right, they're quiet. Come talk to us.
Come talk to us.
All right, 804. Go, Richmond, Virginia is in the building.
That's the word right out of my mouth.
804-325, talk to us. Hello, 804-325. All right. Let's go to the next person. 804-938, talk to us. Are you here, 804-938? All right. So, bro.
Yeah.
What else can we talk about? We have a few more minutes. Nobody else wants to talk to us, so.
Oh, I feel sad now.
Nah, I don't feel sad.
No, I'm never that, never that. I'm happy, I'm blessed, I'm living, I'm here. Taking every day, one day at a time, man. One day at a time.
That's good. So, how do you feel about cheating?
lesbians that go outside of their relationship.
Let me speak from experience. I never cheated on whoever I was with. I've always been cheated on. I don't condone it, nor do I accept it. And those who do it are dead wrong. If you're in a relationship, you know what I'm saying, and you feel as though your partner's cheating, and you come to her and say, well, I feel as though you're cheating, you need to talk about it. If they are so defensive and they get to cussing and fussing, then you already know off the top that something's going on, and you need to leave that situation. You don't need to continue putting yourself out there, putting your heart on your sleeve to get it stopped on, cut up, and thrown in the trash can. Cheating is wrong. That's how STDs and HIV get spread. You know what I'm saying? They out there stepping out on their partner, not being protected, and then come back and get burned. Then you want to blame it on whoever you with, and you know they're going to wear the person that you with ain't been with nobody but you. And then there's a lot of drama, you know, after that.
So do you think that there are reasons for people cheating?
I mean, no. I think so in some cases. Some people might think, oh, they're not getting sex at home, or they're not getting the attention that they want, you know, the cuddling, the talking, you know, communication. Or in some cases, they just plain nasty. They want to go, they know they got somebody at home. You know, that person's not going nowhere, so I'm going to step out on her, and I'm going to go be with this female, that female, and the female around the corner.
Well,
they got an ego, and they got to feed their ego. That's not cool. I don't condone cheating.
I got one very saying for cheating. Cheating will get you killed in some situations. Cheating will get you locked up. Cheating will get you, the partner, and the dog slapped in the face. Cheating could land you STDs. Cheating could lose you your best friend, the only person that loved you for you. And cheating, to me, pretty much the only solution to me is if your relationship is not right, if that person is not satisfying you, that person is not drawn to you, leave that person alone. Save you and that person the drama, whether it hurt their feelings or not. Cheating is not right, and karma is a bitch, and it will smack you what? Right dead in your face. I want to thank everybody for hitting up She Zone Radio. Tune in tomorrow as we have Lesbian Entrepreneur Q coming to talk to y'all about making some money. She got some real good things to talk about. And she's looking for people as we speak right now to join her in this multi-million-dollar company. So, yeah, y'all better tune in tomorrow to see how y'all can make money. Moolah, baby. All right, check it out, www.shezone. All your lesbian needs. Looking for interviews, all that good stuff. If you are interested in coming on to She Zone Radio, email me www.she.zonee@gmail.com. Thank you, ladies, for coming out. And guess what? Y'all have a good night.